February 20th, 1969, another conversation with Grant Emery at his home. I wanted to ask you, Mr. Emery, you mentioned about boats being caught in ice down around Bristol. Can you tell me a little more about that?
I can't recall the date to be sure, but I know my dad was involved in this. I think there were four boats involved that were caught in the early freeze that year. As a matter of fact, canal was closed, I think, on December the 15th. And that was in, according to, if I remember correctly, it was around, was in 1897 that these boats were caught in the freeze in the 9 mile level below New Hope. I think two of them were tied up with a very common stopping place known as the Milk House, which was a farmer who catered to the boatmen stopping at his place. Many of the boatmen stopped there on account of getting some good fresh milk. Mm-hmm. And it derived the name of Milk House, I think only by the boat, but as all. And it was about a mile and a half above the lock, foot of the 9 mile level, where you're tied up right on the towpath.
Right.
Any boats come along, and after you tied up, you'd have to carry the line over to let them by, either if they've gone down or up. And it seemed that these boats were caught there, and also at Yardley, right above the railroad bridge, now the Reading Railroad Bridge crosses the canal just south of Yardley. That was a stopping place also. Many boatmen would stop there even early in the evening and then probably start out quite early, especially in hot weather, quite early in the morning to avoid the heat and tow the 11-mile level in the early hours before it got, especially in summertime when it got so hot. And there's where this ice freeze caught these four loaded boats. And it was decided to leave them lay all winter. And then they said no, they were afraid to do that, draw the water, would have to be done, draw the water, and the boats lay with the coal in, would probably ruin the boat. So it was decided they'd take them through. So I think there was 40 mules involved, and I don't know how many men, and they were a couple of weeks before they got them through to Bristol. The channel would be opened up for the day, and tonight would freeze over again, and the icebreakers would drag through with these 15 or 20 mules. Then they'd take those mules back and get fresh ones out. And I remember Dad saying, when I got down in Bristol 2 mile level, the water was very, very quiet. There wasn't too much current that time. Never was, in fact. They had a saw, the channel, as though they were filling ice out, and haul the ice cakes out of the channel and move these boats on through. And different times they had to re-ice board them. What I mean by ice boards, they used to tack oak boards around the front of the boat so the ice wouldn't fall through the main siding of the boat. But the ice was so sharp, and all this mule power they had, they finally got them through into the basin and into the Delaware River. Of course, then they were okay.
Well, I guess then they took them
out
of the
and unloaded them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think two of those were boats that belonged to the Bernard and Sampson line, and the other two were individually owned boats.
Mm-hmm.
That being a little bit prior to my time of being on the canal, actually, I went on the canal, I imagine, around as a driver with my dad, around 1910, summers along in there, I would say.
Then how long were you on the canal?
I left the canal in 19...
Then you were on the canal from about 1904 to 1912, right?
Yeah.
I
yeah.
see.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Fine.
And,
you were mentioning this milk house. Do you recall a place called the Beer and Cake House
That's
down
little,
in
what they call Eagle Island now.
Just a little bit north of Center Bridge.
Oh, it's down below Lumberville quite a spell. It's down below Lumberville. I think about halfway down the 7 mile level. There's a tube in there now. They bring that, they call it Broad Strip to New Hope.
Up to that.
Up to that.
Yeah,
as far as they can come because there's a tube there. There's no bridge no more. It used to be a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
We tied up on the...